Beginnen gerade da mit Sachen beim mit Zehn auf Kopf Test, beginnen noch mit Base, beginnen Test Master, beginnen die Gemara bis Sapper Masse and the which actually should say Mikra Dardiki. The school teacher comes out of my mind and is like that pre-war. First of all, Rashi explained, Mishim the Mishabesh, that when it comes to mistakes that they were taught wrong, Kibin the Al, once it goes in, it's in, and the Kar Chashab Seid Lahar, it's a loss that cannot be undone. So I said, well, listen, that's not true, because the Rabbi Gufa is saying this teaching. He himself is Leib and Perkli Ech, Beholds Babat, the Chabav, Manav. Actually, the Shabesh, the mistakes, Memelanav, because it's going to go out by itself when he learns from the right teaching. The reason why it's called a loss that cannot be undone. At that time, when this Rebbe was teaching the wrong thing, is that when he lost out the chance of learning something truthful, and that's what's considered a Pseid Lehada. Next text with the mask at the beginning of the words that belong earlier. That on this Amad Aleph, he says, oh, you can remove it out the Shvach, which will obviously, it's actually not true. Which Pirush Rabban Rivan explains, that this quote was not true. He never said this. He just was trying to intimidate them to get out. So he says, but tame, because that's a wonder. Because him, if the quote he was saying was never said, why was he mentioning so many teachings? Which we want to have the correct Messiah. You say this one and that one. Rav Huna, some say Rav Yehuda, but it was just made up anyway. If someone says, we can say it's not the truth, the Rav Yisov, Le Hizkel, Le Echemem, Rav Yisov, only mention one of them. Just to intimidate. But they based on Mendrish and Nistabku, but the people in his Mendrish, they weren't sure being Elu between these, Ezem and Hizkel, which one did he mention? They just didn't recall. So they said, some say it was this, some say it was that. They got the story right. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara. Rabba Amar Karan Hava. Rabba says that it's considered as a principle. Which Tosis says, but then we're going to say, wait a second. But Koifa Sava, but the old minds, Palga, we said over there that the Shaisel takes half of the wood. Because it's like considered pairs of the Karen. So if that's the case, so why don't you consider over here the wood as other pairs of Sada? And you tell me that the lender, why doesn't he take it just as much as he's saying it's the principle and he can't, but why is it different than the shasal that we consider this as payers? And since it's b'deichik leimer, and it's pushing it to say the polig rabba derav and yumi that rabba disagrees with that teaching of rabba. So be yishlam to say you can say no. The reason why by the old grapevines you get half mishum the shasal is shokal of a lug of a karka palga, because the planter, he gets in the property itself even half. It's only when he's leaving, not at the designated time. That's when he takes a quarter mishum da olav l'sham, because he has to compensate. Whatever the homeowner is going to have to give to the sharecropper to watch his portion. That really was the job of the planter to watch. So when the river floods, at river, he gets only a quarter. Because that was the intention when they went down to do the deal. That if he leaves early, whatever the reason is why he leaves, then it only takes a quarter. But regarding the old great bunch of Inogma Lishmar, that there's nothing left to watch, it's done. Shagopalka, yeah, right, there he takes half. Amalach over here, Hamalva Inle Beguf Klum. But in contrast to the Shasolam, the lender, he doesn't have anything in the property itself, Klum. Ela Bepez only gets in the pairs. And that's not considered the pairs, and that's why, as the Dimashka says, going on the words of the Gemara, that's considered as Karana for our case. Next to this month, begins the Gemara, that Manix is Bismane. Just like when it's cut down, is in its time. How do you know that? Because the Inderach Lichtzah Shle Bismane, it's not the norm to cut down a tree when it's not yet done, Ulavsit Peiris, and to ruin the pairs that it's still making. But more, but the main peg leach. But the Gemara says the babaz of chavav menav haydik le detoyin kava. If you have a fruit tree that's still producing a kava fruit, also lemikta, you're not allowed to cut it down. So it's actually forbidden. So it says the istigasi ipcha. That those the gears is actually they have the opposite. The yavish bezmane, that the rye is actually not from nixit but actually from yavish. But says there's any other read that does not seem to be correct to the read. Next is not to begin the Gemara. Loi, no, my yavish le bezmane. That just like we find that yavish is le bezmane, so too is nixit. Which Tosfos explains, Yavish Mashma Shlo Bizmanai being dried up sounds like not in his time. Medlegton Hiskin, from the fact it doesn't say that it got old, because that's it dries up and it gets old, which is Bismani. Hey, obviously, Yabashla Bismani. Now, I've got the Hiskin Nami Mashmashla Bismani. Now, although the truth is, when it gets old, also could sound like even not in this time, because I mean, them Bismani, like Gemara says shortly, Ema Vihiskinu, that, the Gemara says that, Ema Vihiskinu, that, well, let's say it got old early. Hiskinu Mashma, but getting old sounds like Bimizman, Ben Shlebizman. It sounds like, yeah, it can mean either one. But Yavish Lemashma, Elish Shlebizman, but Yavish Mashma sounds like only not in this designated time, meaning early than it's supposed to be. Next time, it's not the beginning of the word, the Gemara, Ap Nixit Shlebizman. So just like Yavish Shlebizman, so to Nixit means Shlebizman. That, and that's what we're talking about. But then says, if they mean to say, if I might, it's a little name, why did the Gemara have to say? That avnikta shle bezmanoi, as we see from Yavish, but when we korle parach elam Yavish, but the whole question was only from Yavish and not from niktzatz, and because davidumi the niktzatz, and that the reason why it was not difficult from niktzatz was because niktzatz bezmani means that when it was already dried up and it doesn't do the paris anymore. And that's what Taisa says, Abamniktas Bismani Le Parach. So why so that's what Taisa's question is. I mean, what are you addressing the part of Niktas? The whole question was on from Yavish. And he's saying, why was Niktas Bismani not a question? Because you could say the Niktas Bismani, yeah, you chop it down when it's time is Hanlachash Yavish. That's after it dried up. And shle bezmane, but when it dries up before being chopped down, it's possible that that was shle bezmane, and the rabbi agrees that you don't consider the maid to as pears. Now, so since the question of abai is not from niktzas, that's the question. So v'hash d'shon lemi yavish. So now once you answer me yavish, shle kashel abai, so not any difficult. For Abaye, so why are you addressing the part of Nixus? Rishon says you could say is the Mikara Nami Kashlem Nixus. Not true. No, in the beginning, also the Gemara had a difficulty from Nixus because actually the Nixus Mashma Stama actually sounds like Arach Shevish Bezmanai after it dried up in this time of Kamecha Darachoi, as it normally does happen. And Vahad the Kamara, so then. So this that the Gemara says, "Ma niktzas bezmanai av yavish bezmanai," sounds like that. Oh, we're only addressing the yavish part. No, mishmishur it's lachshes mishnayim because we want to ask from both of them. But really, the question was also from niktzas, and therefore the Gemara's answer had to address both of them too. Well, now, another part you could say is leitzrich that wasn't necessary. Elafuke only come to exclude leinedik ipcha. Because we didn't want to make the diik the opposite way, the nix is dum the yavish, which is actually the mishan basach, which ultimately actually has the more ends up answering, and that's why it mentions niktzatz. So this I think must the niktzatz and doesn't have from niktzatz dam is that you don't make the diik the other way, nix is dum the yavish. So that's why the Gemara mentioned it. Next test matter with the Gemara nafla zaysim zikanim. So if she inherits old grapevines. Old olive trees, yimachru. You sell it, b'lokum in karka, and you buy property b'alach of Paris, and the husband eats the Paris. But he doesn't chop down the wood. So the Gemara on the karna habis, you see it's the principle. Because Rabbi, and this Gemara saying it's difficult to buy it, but then he says that eitzim the wood prehava are considered the fruits b'mokum shein pre'acha when there's no other fruits. That was the Gemara's question. So it says, "Retainment to wonder because that my parak." What's the Gemara asking? The Hasim Alkoch Ma'ir. There, it's obviously talking about Chayesik Tzas Paris that it's still making some Paris. And the fact that the Polycosm Rebuter disagrees with the Vamen, and he says, "Like Timkir, no, don't sell it. Nishrach basically because it's still the bounty of the father's household." Kumukilah Hasim. The Gemara explains it with the Besada Shein Shalah, which is not her field. And therefore, they're not going to be held holding on to anything. Now, the problem is, be like a pair of kalal, if it's not producing any fruits at all, mashvach bezabiyah, what type of shvach bezabiyah? Halei ba'la sada li'anichem lamacham yeser. He's not going to let them keep that tree with the action is after dried up. Baba Yaakov likes him, and the owner is going to cut them down, eat them for wood. And the mashman amei kara. So it sounds like previously the boy looked me like die. The Gemara wanted to say that the machlik is benaflu hazaisim besod shalah, that when she narrated the olive tree in her field, the pligi, and they're disagreeing. But if it's not our field, everyone agrees, you sell it. But the old male and female servants, it's like falling in the field. It's not hers. She's not going to be left anything with after that you sell them. Until they disagree. Now, says, now those male and female servants, must be that they can still do some work, because if not, how could you even sell them? The me yikna, who's going to buy them? So here it's also talking about that the olive tree still makes a little fruits. So of course that's why it's principle. Now, since it only makes a little bit fruits, you look at Makarka, you buy property, but you eat pears, and then he'll eat the pears. That's good for both of them. But I still get the like a peri with there's no fruits. Also eats a mikri pri la baya. That's when it's considered a corn device. What's the question? On the baya. It says Bishlamid, you can say the Mikamokam Mukha Shaper still. You can still prove the karna habit that's considered principal of the government even when it totally dries up. That's what Tanakama says. You look at Makarka that you buy property even now. That it's still making some pears. The Tabasha Shabal for the benefit of the husband. A polgar shimmel, Dama that he says, Loitimker, that don't sell Mishmashrach Zabia, because yeah, it's still producing some pears. But the Khashim Tabazabal, and we're not concerned for the favor of the husband because Mashai has pears as long as it's making some pears. I just yeah, but the government totally dries up, but all you look at Makarka, then you buy property with it. But when to buy them, and that he says, Pair you have it is considered pairs because legamri, and then when totally dries up, the balabai is like, oh, the balabai takes the whole thing. Again, if that's the case, that's what I was asking. In the terms of bal, so it's not good for the husband, mashallah, and karka that you're buying property of pairs, that he's eating pairs, mishaloi. What do you mean? It would be better for him to wait a little bit. I'm just going to totally dries up, yeah, because everything would be his. And therefore, that's the question on the bai that he could have gotten everything. Why do you think this is considered a taiva for the bal?